meeting of the Accessibility Conference will now be recorded. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council.
Hey, Marlita, this is the meeting for the plumbing tack.
Grabbed the wrong paperwork. Sorry, guys. Try that again. This is a meeting of the Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee. Today is December the 3rd, 2021. It is 10 a.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm our quorum. Please answer by saying here. Paul Jones?
Here.
Jim Batts?
Here.
Bob Boyer?
Here.
Gary Duren?
Here.
Eduardo Gonzalez?
Here.
Gary Kozan?
Here.
Isaac Kovner?
Here.
Franklin Gill?
Here.
Steve Mayfield?
Here.
Brian Reichert?
There.
And Otto Venus is out today. So we have a full quorum. Next, we would like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no changes.
So moved, Boyer.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Who would like to take second, please?
Gonzalez. Yes. Either one.
Gonzalez. All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of June the 22nd, 2021, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
Move to approve. Duren.
Second, Boyer and Batts.
Duren and Boyer. All those in favor of the previous minutes, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Now we would like to consider and discuss the following declaratory statement. 2021-052 by Alfonso Fernandez Fraga of Initial Engineers, PA. We have the staff. Mr. Fraga, are you on the line or a representative?
Yes, I'm here. I was on mute, but yes.
Okay, good. Let's also introduce the staff that we have on the line. I'm Marlita Peters, and I will help facilitate your meeting today. We have
Mo McDonnie.
Jeff Sellers.
Dustin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
And I believe we have Jim Hammers as well. Do we also have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Joe Belcher, FHVA.
Thank you, Joe. Any other guests?
Yes, Truly Burton from the Builders Association of South Florida here in Miami. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Burton.
Roman Greer with the Cast Iron Soil Pipe Institute.
Thank you, Mr. Greer. Anyone else? Thank you. Mo, would you like to proceed with the staff analysis, please?
Good morning. This is Mo McDonnie. I wonder if we just, through the chair, and whether we can give the petitioner, Al, an opportunity to summarize his request. I know he's on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Can we get the verbiage on the screen and the graphics on the screen as well? Okay, there's only a couple things that hold it right there. There's only a couple of things that I wanted to touch on, and basically I'm sorry to say that I worded the question poorly. Staff answered it completely incorrectly, and then I had a follow-up question which I'm going to ask when we get through this. But essentially, the question is, when a water heater is fitted with a tempering valve, does the Florida Building Code require separate full open valves for the water heater and its dedicated tempering valve? What happened in the background is that I designed a system with one full open valve that would, at one stroke, cut off the water to the tempering valve and the water heater. If you could scroll down a little bit farther, you will see a sketch that depicts what I submitted. And what I want to happen here is for one valve, which, there it is right there, the electric water heater is an instantaneous electric water heater, and then you can see the valve coming up into the supply of the electric water heater, and then that supply continues to the valve that is described by note 5 right there, and that note 5 is the tempering valve, so you've got cool water or cold water going into the water heater and into the tempering valve. Then you've got hot water coming out of the water heater into the tempering valve, and ultimately the only thing that gets delivered as hot water is tempered water. So I went ahead and submitted that, and there was a plan reviewer that said, no, the valve needs to be dedicated to the water heater. So he made me put in two valves. He didn't really only made me put in one valve. I went ahead and put the second valve in, which is not shown on this sketch, but if you can picture that feeder valve to both the water heater and the tempering valve, what I wound up having to do is provide two, one for the water heater and a separate one for the tempering valve. So the question that I asked was, do we need two separate valves? And the answer came back, no, we don't need two separate valves. So immediately, that begs the question, well, can one valve handle both? And that's perhaps the way I should have asked the question. And the real question that I need answered is the configuration depicted on this sketch that everybody's looking at, is that okay? Is that code compliant? And I think it is. And if you go back to the verbiage that I wrote in the letter, if you just knock out that, think about the objective. The objective is to shut off the hot water supply without affecting anything else. So if you throw that valve closed, you will cut off the water supply to the water heater, and you will cut off the water supply to the tempering valve with one stroke. If you provide two and you cut off the water heater, then you still have to worry about, okay, where is the tempering valve, and where is this valve to the tempering valve, because obviously I haven't shut off the supply to the hot water system completely, and I conceivably could get backflow from the tempering valve back into the water heater, which is not at all what the code intent is. So even though staff, I think, completely and correctly answered my question, and Mo, you can speak for yourself in terms of your answer, and that is, do we need a separate valve? The answer came back, no. My follow-up question is, can one valve do the trick for both as sketched in this diagram? And that's it. That's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Council member or TAC members, do we have any clarifying questions?
Yeah, Gary Kozan. My first question is, why did you even need to install a tempering valve there? Because the only fixture that you're providing hot water to is a sink, and a sink is not required to have any sort of temperature limiting device. So I would say that you don't, number one, you didn't even really need in this installation to install an ASSE 1070 valve, tempering valve, and also I would also say that any time that you install a tempering valve, that valve is not required to have valves of its own. Typically, they're installed in line, usually service an individual fixture, and they need to be accessible, but they do not need separate shutoff valves. The code is pretty clear on where full open valves are required and where shutoff valves are required, and a tempering valve is not a fixture, it's an appurtenance, and it doesn't require a shutoff valve.
Mr. Parga?
And if I may, that's exactly the way staff answered it, that no, it's not required, but we deal with a lot of municipalities and we deal with a lot of personalities, and some people have read in the code that you cannot have a water heater without a tempering valve, period, the end. whether that's correct or not correct, my path of least resistance and my path to quickest approval of the plans is to put a tempering valve whenever I have a water heater. So for years, every single water heater design that goes out of this office goes out with a tempering valve just like I've drawn it. Doesn't matter if it's a tank type heater or an instantaneous heater like this one, it will go out with a tempering valve. There's no problem with putting the tempering valve in, and no one's ever objected to me putting the tempering valve in. The only question that remains is this diagram okay per code? Yes or no?
This is Mo Madani. I think clearly we're getting more into discussions maybe outside what's being asked or what's being presented. I suggest that we go through the request, the declaratory statements based on the facts submitted, and we look at the question and we answer it as is stated. And after that, I think clearly at this point, doing discussion based on maybe a other facts that's not presented in the request is not really viable at this point. If it's okay with everybody, let me go ahead and you know, go through the request and provide the staff answer to the question and get that out of the way. And if it's really somebody want to do a general discussion in general of a subject or what have you, that's, you know, that's really kind of we'll talk about that next. What do you think, guys? Because we don't want to go into other subject that really was not presented in the request. With all of you, if it's okay, I can go ahead and present the request and staff answer to the question, and then after that there'll be a discussion and all that. Okay? Through the chair? I guess everybody is okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. As you know, as was stated, staff analysis is already posted on the agenda, and really the issue here is DS 2021-052. It's this declaratory statement request is a request by or requested by Al Fraga. And he's mainly seeking a declaratory statement regarding whether Section 606.1 of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code plumbing requires separate full open valve for the water heater and its dedicated timbering valve. And he provided a specific question. When a water heater is fitted with a timbering valve, does Florida Building Code Plumbing 2020 Section 606.1 Item 8 require separate full open valve for the water heater and its dedicated timbering valve? And he present buildings that he's really working on for a future project. It's mostly is an office suite in high-rise and mid-rise office building, and he's providing us with a diagram which you already have seen, where it shows the schematic and what the location of the open valve, and he provided also certain comments as you see in the petitions to support his claims and all that. As you go through this, the staff analysis, we did point out the code section of concern, which is section 606.1. And it really very straightforward. It says location of full open valve. It says the location should be on the water supply pipe to every water heater. And there is no indications that an open valve to be provided for the dedicated tempering valve. Based on that, I think, and the discussion was taking place, staff analysis is as follows. For the question, when a water heater is fitted with tempering valve, does Florida Building Code Plumbing 2020 Section 606.1 Item 8 require separate full valve full open valves for the water heater and its dedicated tempering valve. The answer to the petitioner's question is no, as per section 606.1 of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Plumbing. And for the project in question, full open valve is only required to be installed on the water supply pipe to the water heater, and therefore no such valve is required to be installed for the dedicated tempering valve. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we get into a full tech discussion, do we have any clarifying questions for Mr. Fraga, the petitioner, or Mr. Madani? Tech members?
I'd like to move approval of the staff analysis and answer. Gary Durant.
Second, Cozan. This is Justin Vogel. We're going to need to take public comment before the TAC makes any action.
Thank you. Do we have any public comment at this time?
I'd like to make a follow-up comment from me.
And who is that, please?
This is Alfonso Fernandez Fraga, the petitioner.
Give me just a moment, Mr. Alfonso, just a moment. Mr. Belcher, did I hear you speak as well?
Yes, I'd like to comment after the petitioner comments.
Okay. Let me make a list. Do we have any other commenters from the public?
This is Truly Burton from the Builders Association. I may want to reserve my right just to speak, but it depends on what Mr. Fogg and Mr. Belcher have to say.
All right. Anyone else who would like to be added to the list? Hearing none. Mr. Fraga?
Yeah, not to be too repetitive, but I would like to have the opportunity to ask a follow-up question, and simply stated, the follow-up question, is the configuration in the diagram consistent with the requirements of 606.18? That's really where I'm going with this.
Thank you. Mr. Belcher?
Okay, Joe Belcher from Florida Homeowners Association. We're in support of the staff analysis response, and we suggest that Mr. Fraga, if he does want further clarification, he could, I think, do two things. He could file another deck statement with another question, or I don't know if it's too late at this point. He could request deferral to allow him to modify his questions so the TAC can consider the whole issue at one time. But in any case, we do support staff analysis. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Burton.
Thank you, ma'am. I would support what Mr. Belcher just said, either a judicious deferral so that question can be more artfully drawn, and this way everything can be done, answered in one declaratory statement, or, but I think Mr. Fraga's got a very good point. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other public comment? We have a motion on the table with a second. Do we have further discussion by TAC members?
I'd like to make a clarification, if I may.
Who's speaking, please?
Gonzalez.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Go ahead.
I agree with the deck statement and the staff opinion on 606.1 as far as the full open valve is concerned, but I don't agree that it's a pertinence. I think it's a fixture. It's part of the plumbing components, and I think it needs to be isolated in order for repair or replacement. Some of these tempering valves are not located right next to the water heater. They're located in the area that needs to be tempered, and I think it's important to have that valve. And in 606.2, which is not part of this deck statement, it says location of shutoff valves, not fully open, but shutoff valves. And it is on plumbing fixtures. And if you read the definition of plumbing fixtures, it is a receptacle or device that is connected to the water supply. That's my opinion.
Thank you. Any other TAC members? Hearing none,
yeah,
we'd like...
Gary Cozen, one more time. I respectfully disagree with the petitioner. It's not a fixture. It's not a plumbing fixture. It's not a plumbing appliance. It's an appurtenance. petitioners permitted to put shut all valves. Many I've seen people put shut all valves. Basically, the mixing valve itself is in a sense a shut off valve. I mean, if you want to add valves, more valves to the system, I guess you're permitted to. But what I'm saying is the code doesn't require it. The staff's analysis, I agree with, and I think the staff's analysis also would answer the question as to whether or not the diagram is correct, and the diagram is correct, would be correct. The only valve that's required is the valve at the inlet to the water heater, and any other valves that are added in addition to that is strictly not a requirement, but a preference by the designer.
Thank you. TAC members, any further comments? Hearing none, we have a motion on the table with a second. All those in favor of the motion to accept the staff analysis, please vote by saying aye.
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 Do we have any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. Do we have any other business to bring before the council today, or do you want to have further discussion, recommendations for Mr. Fraga for a future deck statement?
I could submit another declaratory statement, but that's in a discussion of the subject matter. Maybe it's, since it's not on the agenda, I don't know if you want to do that.
I think it's already been answered, Gary Durant speaking.
That's fine then. It's also, I felt like, this is the issue that's being raised is not really part of the agenda. But, if you feel that it's already been answered, it's fine then.
If I may, Mo, if it's already been answered, when you compose the conclusions to the deck statement, if that answer, which I only heard from one member and it was not part of the motion or the second, if that answer finds its way into the deck statement as a definitive statement saying, yes, the illustrated diagram is okay, then we're done. If it does not find its way into the deck statement, then we're not done, and I will follow up with another deck statement.
I think it will be best because we need to really, as I mentioned to you,
I'll do that.
Yeah, that'll be great because really we need the additional facts to be able really to give a more clear answer. So yeah, I think that's what that would do. Thank you. Thank you, Al.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. TAC members, do we have any further questions or comments?
Yeah, Gary Kozin, one more time. If the petition is going to come back with another deck statement, I also would suggest that he request a clarification on the 607.1.1 because he said that there's a lot of misunderstanding out there with plan reviewers that they were requiring mixing valves at every water heater, and that just isn't the case. I mean, let's look at a single-family home, for example. There's no mixing valve on that water heater. So I think he should request a clarification on that. There are certain particular areas of the code that require temperature limiting. For example, tub and shower valves, bathtubs, bidets, gang showers, shampoo sinks, things like that, bidets. But they are not required at every water heater. So that might be a question that to be answered as well, either with a deck statement or possibly going to a BOAF informal interpretation.
That's a good point. Could you clarify again what that section was that you cited, please?
Yeah, the 607.1.1. I guess there's an incorrect assumption that section requires a mixing valve at every water heater, and it does not. It only requires it does not allow the water heater to act as a temperature limiting device when the code requires a means of temperature limiting, which is only required on certain particular fixtures. And the sink, by the way, is not one of those.
Okay.
TAC members, any further questions or comments? Hearing none, anyone from the public? Questions or comments? With no further business, we can consider this meeting adjourned at 10:25. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, and thank you for your time today.
Happy Holidays. Thank you for